The word political animal was coined with George Wallace in mind. When you couple his desire with a unique God-given ability to campaign, you have the ingredients for the ultimate political animal. He started running in 1946 and was elected to the legislature. He was reelected in 1950 and then ran for circuit judge in 52. He left his judgeship to run for governor in 1958. He lost that year to John Patterson, but he never stopped running. He ran every day for 4 years. He became governor in 1962 and ran for something every 2 years. He ran for governor in 1962, then president in 1964, and then he ran his wife in 1966 since the Constitution precluded him from succeeding himself. He ran for president again in 1968. And then ran for and was elected governor in 1970. Then he ran for president again in 1972. He was shot and almost died, but that didn't still keep him from running. He ran again for governor and got elected in 1974. When he left office in 1978, he waited 4 years, came back, and was elected again in 1982. That 4 year wait between 78 and 82 almost killed him. After Bear Bryant, he didn't live long after he retired. They both loved their calling, and they were indeed called. God decided one day he was going to make the greatest college football coach in history and send him to Alabama, and he sent Bear Bryant. Then he decided he was going to create the greatest Southern politician, and he made George Wallace. They both had been given the talent, but also the love and desire to succeed at their calling. They were focused on their love, and everything else was secondary. One of the greatest God-given talents that any politician can ever have is the ability to remember names. Wallace was as remarkable at this as any man who ever lived. Stories of his prowess at the art of remembering names and calling them by their name years later is renowned. The best one I ever heard was one by a county commissioner in Geneva County who was going to see the governor about getting a road completed. The commissioner, on the spur of the moment, as he was leaving, asked his best friend if he wanted to ride with him to see the governor. The friend said he'd like to see the governor, and they took off to Montgomery. On the way, the commissioner asked his friend if he knew the governor. His friend said, "Not really, but I've shaken hands with him." That was in 1963. And Wallace was in his first year of his first term. Back then, if you ran statewide for governor, it wasn't like it is today when you simply get on TV to campaign. There was no TV, and the candidates shook hands 12, 18 hours a day, made 12 speeches a day, and met thousands of people. Wallace had met and shaken hands with those two campaigns probably 100,000 people. The two men arrived at the governor's office. Wallace greeted the commissioner by name and asked about his wife by name. The commissioner was impressed by Wallace remembering his wife's name. However, it would have been possible for Wallace to have been prepped by an aide on the commissioner and his wife since he knew he was coming to see him. However, can you imagine the shock on the faces of these two men when Wallace looked at the friend of the commissioner? And remember that Wallace had no idea he was coming. As the commissioner started to introduce his friend to Wallace, Wallace stopped him short and said, "I know Bill. I met him in a fish fry in Sampson in 1958 when I ran for governor the first time. How's your wife, Susie?"
Thank you all for listening.